It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The third annual Jackson T. Stevens Cup is in the books. It was held at Trinity Forest Golf Club in Dallas, Texas. The Jackson T. Stevens Cup field is made up of 7 women's collegiate teams and 7 men's collegiate teams, and then you have individuals from the HBCUs and the U.S. Military Service Academies as invites to play individually. There's 54 holes of stroke play, and then on the team side, they play match play. The top 4 finishers in the stroke play advance to match play, where the team champion is crowned on Wednesday. 36 holes on Monday, 18 holes on Tuesday, and then the match play on Wednesday. Let's recap the 2023 Jackson T. Stevens Cup, and we'll start with Lauren Kim, the individual champion from the University of Texas. It took her 4 extra holes to defeat Adela Cernasek of Texas A&M. Adela bogeyed her final hole of competition, which was the 9th hole, her 18th hole of her 3rd round. She missed a short putt, and that allowed Lauren Kim to do what she did to get into the playoff. She birdied 17 and 18 down the stretch to help Texas A&M tie with Wake Forest in the top spot at minus 23. Here was Lauren Kim after that long playoff that expanded into the next day because after the 3rd playoff hole, play was suspended due to darkness. Lauren Kim parred the 18th, the 4th playoff hole, when Adela Cernasek was only able to make bogey. On the tee, your 2023 Jackson T. Stevens Cup Women's Individual Champion, Lauren Kim.
Congratulations, 2023 Jackson T. Stevens Cup Individual Champion. How does that sound?
Oh, sounds great. I mean, anything that has champion in it sounds amazing. So,
birdieing 17 and 18 to make your way into the playoff. Did you know where you stood?
No, coach didn't tell me. I just assumed that I wasn't in contention and that the leader in the clubhouse was 12 under. That's just my assumption. And then I kind of just went into 17 and 18 and like, I don't know, autopilot mode. I didn't really think much. I just saw what was in front of me and then tried to perform.
And then the playoff, I mean, suspended due to darkness, had to come back the next morning and finish it up. Take me through those first couple of holes of the playoff.
I mean, I wasn't really too nervous. I just thought of it as match play. Like I said earlier, I love match play, and so it was kind of perfect for me. We kind of both hit good shots onto the green. She hit it closer, and all I needed to do was get it close and make a par. So she needed to force her birdie, right? So kind of just, again, went into autopilot mode and just took control of what was in front of me.
It got pretty dark out there, and you guys, your 3rd playoff hole was the 17th hole. Mm-hmm. And I know you didn't get to see where your shot ended up until you got to the green, but it almost went in for a 1.
That's what I was told. It would have been nice if it went in. That would have been my second hole in one. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
What does this mean for you individually?
I was telling my mom and dad, like, I want another win. I've only gotten 1 this year. It was a pretty big one at the Canadian Women's Amateur. But just a win at a collegiate event in my freshman season, it's amazing.
How will this propel you to the rest of the season? I mean, you've got a full spring and looking forward to NCAAs as well.
It's a big confidence booster. I'm heading to Abu Dhabi for the World Amateur Team Championship, and so this will be a good start to that, and the rest of the season.
Was it kind of ironic that you being from the University of Texas playing against Texas A&M to see who could be the individual champion?
A little bit. it was kind of funny because I didn't really think about that until after. I was like, oh, we're going against A&M. This is big. So, yeah, it feels great to pull it off.
Definitely big in the state of Texas, right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It was a little bit different on the men's side of things as Tiger Christensen from Arizona won by 5 shots over Cole Anderson of Florida State. Zach Polo of Arizona and Connor Gaunt of LSU finished at minus 13. You could hear the Tiger being shouted at Tiger Christensen. It kind of reminded me of the days of Tiger Woods. Great shot, Tiger. Great shot, Tiger. That's what you heard pretty much if you were Tiger Christensen out there at the Trinity Forest Golf Club in Dallas, Texas. Tiger Christensen made one bogey over 54 holes, shot 19 under par, rounds of 66, 67, and a final round 64, 8 under par, propels him to the victory. Tiger Christensen made one bogey and missed 2 fairways in 54 holes of golf. That's pretty impressive. On the tee, the men's individual champion, Tiger Christensen.
Tiger 2023 Stevens Cup champion. What does that mean?
That means a lot. It's pretty cool. Just to see what this event has come to and what it's building up to be is, and to be a part of that history is definitely cool. To see those past champions and put my name on top of those is definitely a good feeling.
Trinity Forest Golf Club, when you got here on property, did you think that 19 under par was out there?
Honestly, I had no score in mind at all. I played the Pro-Am or the College-Am, and I kind of scored my own ball, but it's kind of hard in that format. But I don't know, I shot a couple under, I think. But I had no score in mind. But I definitely, before this week, had a goal in mind because two of my hometown club members, friends of mine, have won out here. So it's kind of known to be our Hamburger Golf Club winning course, and I kind of wanted to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah, you're from Germany, over here playing for the University of Arizona. How did you wind up at Arizona?
Well, college golf is getting quite big in Europe, and the college coaches coming out to scout people from Europe too. So I actually committed to Oklahoma State in 2020. I mean, I went there in 2021, and then I transferred in 2023 to Arizona because I have a really good friend of mine from Germany in the national team too, and he's there. I room with him, and it's a good time.
What was working for you here at Trinity Forest in the stroke play?
I'd say definitely my ball striking was on point. Even though the first range session I had before the tournament felt terrible, I've been hitting it great the couple last weeks, and that range session kind of threw me off. But then I kind of focused in and just kind of played my way, and the ball striking found its way back, and it was just it was just rock solid all the way through. I didn't really make any mistakes.
54 holes and you missed 2 fairways, is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Yeah, that is right.
That's impressive. How were you able to accomplish that?
Yeah, I have a new driver in the bag. It's been working pretty good. I missed like 4 fairways in qualifying in 3 rounds, and I drive it pretty good usually. It's one of my strengths, but this week it was on a string.
Coach told me, I believe, one bogey as well in the 54 holes. Is that correct? And it was an up and down that you didn't convert?
Yeah, there was one bogey on 8. I was actually on the green, but I had to chip it because there was such a big slope. And I chipped it to like 8 feet, but missed the 8-footer. So that was my only bogey.
What did you like about this golf course?
I really like this golf course because it's pretty long. And, it doesn't demand the best tee shots, but you definitely can't miss it big because then it will penalize you pretty bigly. And into the green, you have to be pretty smart with those slopes and kind of leave yourself in the right spot, because if you're going to short side yourself, it's going to be pretty tough. But then it's also fair because you can get a lot of spin around these greens, and it's just a all in all pretty fair golf course with some long par fives, blind shots, not very long par fives too, some reachable par fours, which are going to be fun for match play and stuff. So it's definitely a very nice course.
With this win, how will this catapult you forward into the spring semester in the NCAAs?
Yeah, I mean, the same way as before. We're definitely, our goal is to win the NCAAs this year, and yeah, we're just going to keep on, put that head down and keep on working.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Time to take a pause here on From the Short Grass. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Blair Allen, Matthew Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you're staying at a Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel. Find them on the web, bphotels.com. The team champions have been crowned at the Jackson T. Stevens Cup, the third annual there at Trinity Forest Golf Club. After the break, I talk with Trey Jones of Florida State and Kim Llewellyn of Wake Forest. Stay with us.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. I've heard it said that sometimes there are two best days with real estate ownership. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Depending on where you are in your journey, let me help. If you're looking for that outdoor getaway or that home in the city, I can help. If you're looking at selling that outdoor property you haven't seen in 3 years, I can help. Or selling that home in the city that you've outgrown, I can help. Blackman Auctions is your one-stop real estate company. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schapp. We're recapping the Stevens Cup, the 2023 version from Trinity Forest Golf Club in Dallas, Texas. After the individual champions were crowned, there were four teams on the women's side and four teams on the men's side that advanced to match play. On the women's side, you had South Carolina as the four seed, Stanford as the three seed. Stanford ended up beating South Carolina 4-1. You had a tie after the stroke play portion as both Texas and Wake Forest shot 23 under par. Last year, Wake Forest got to the championship match and fell to Stanford. What would they do this year? They were able to beat the Longhorns 3-2. After the Stevens Cup was handed to Kim Llewellyn, the head coach of the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, I was able to catch up with her. On the tee, the head coach of last year's national champions and now the 2023 Stevens Cup Women's Champions, Kim Llewellyn.
Coach Llewellyn, you win the 2023 Jackson T. Stevens Cup. That has to be right up there with the national championship, right?
100%. 100%. No, but in all honesty, last year when we came here and the format where you play stroke play and then you go into match play, it simulates what we do in our championships. And as a coach, you can't go home. You can't practice this. You can't simulate this. You can't simulate the pressure. You can't figure out your pairings like we did. And then, you know, we got to see our freshman in the back caboose to see how she handled it. She handled it beautifully. So the things that we learn from this, and then playing obviously on a course like Trinity Forest, where the venue is phenomenal, the golf course has challenges with the wind and the green complexes, and how you can move the pins to where you can strategically play them different ways. Again, it's something that a coach can't simulate. So we're just really fortunate to be here and to play the event.
Last year at Seminole, you had the individual champion in Rachel Keeney, and this year you win the team title. Didn't win an individual title, but there was some good playing out there.
Yeah, there was some phenomenal play, and you know, we were looking like we might not make it to that top two spot coming in yesterday, and then that our back nine, they just lit it up on those last few holes, and I just think it shows the determination and the games that they have. Under the pressure, when they need to get something done, they did it with, and I had Ann Steer, and she was in the lineup, and she, this is I think this maybe the second time she's only been in our top five lineup, and she came in with birdie, which is huge, and setting the stage for the others to come in and follow. And so I was real proud of all their performances.
I noticed yesterday afternoon when you guys were finishing up that there was a lot of emotion going through your team. It meant a lot to compete like that and to come down the stretch like that and finish the way you did. How did that propel you into today against Texas?
You know, those are all great questions. Is I think, you know, when you come off an NCAA championship, and then you come in and you have you lose two stars, and you come in and you change the pieces in the puzzle. I think for them to come out and to do what they did, getting a top seed or against the teams that, you know, Stanford was two coming in, and so to be able to do that and have that momentum, I think gave them some confidence to go in today and to perform well.
What did you learn about your team this week?
That they're really nice players and good, and they keep getting better. And when just like the team last year, when push came to shove and they needed to do something to get into that match play spot, they did it. And again, that's something that it's hard to simulate, so it's wonderful to see that as a coach.
The East Lake Cup is coming up, and then you get ready for the spring and try to make a run and defend your title, correct?
Yes, exactly. Next up is East Lake. And to be fair, we have two that are playing in the World Am in Abu Dhabi. And so we have Ann Steer there and Rachel Keene. And so they'll be playing that and East Lake. So they've had a full tour this fall. And then we'll gear up for the spring after that. We've been fortunate. The Stevens family is just and what they do for the community and the examples they've set for hard work and the things that they've done, and then to have that Wake piece and the Arnold Palmer piece to be a part of it too is just extra special for us.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Mr. Warren Stevens, a graduate of Wake Forest University, he was very proud and excited for the Deeks, as they call them, after they won the 2023 Jackson T. Stevens Cup women's team title. On the men's side of things, LSU finished fourth. SMU, playing on their home course, finished third after the stroke play portion. SMU defeated LSU 3-1-1. And in the championship match, it was Florida State against Arizona. The Seminoles able to defeat Arizona 3-2. Again, Florida State, last year's runner-up to North Carolina, able to get into the championship match again this year and defeated Arizona. It came down to the fourth match, the final hole, when Florida State was able to have the hole with bogeys and secure the victory for the Seminoles. On the tee, the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles and the 2023 men's team champion, Trey Jones.
Coach Jones, 2023 Stevens Cup champions, the Florida State Seminoles. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
That sounds great. So happy for our team.
Last year, runner-up. This year, champion. Obviously, you know a lot about Seminole. What did you know about Trinity Forest coming in?
We didn't know that much about it. We did our research on it, for sure, talking to some of our tour players. But when we got out here, we really liked it. I think it's fun. It's different. We accepted the challenges that it has, and we felt like on the Bermuda greens and undulating with the speed that very similar to what we have at home.
Anything can happen in match play. You guys shot 51 under over 54 holes. That's almost unprecedented. But to back it up in match play to win the team title has to make you feel good.
Well, I think that's where the experience comes in from last year and from other times. There's been several teams that have walked away with the stroke play, which we didn't, and then we've actually beaten them in the match play part. So we've seen both sides of it. We knew that it was going to be two tournaments for us, that we celebrated last night. We had fun with it because they did win a stroke play event, but today was going to be a different day, and they're very professional.
The wind on Wednesday really picked up. It was a difficult day, was it not?
It was a difficult day, and we had some match play hole locations out there that made it even more difficult. I think that's why you saw a lot of, you know, holes going back and forth. But you had two very talented golf teams out there and extremely good players that were making good things happen.
When it came down to 18 and your guy hits it over the green there, what were you thinking?
Well, it was really interesting. He had 145 to the pin. He had 150 as far as he could go. We had 25 in front of that to carry the ridge. And I said, he did. Downwind, the shot was only requiring a 120-yard shot, and that's what we called for. And I guess he just jumped it and, you know, carried it all the way to the back. So, once again, that's a learning experience for him. It's a learning experience for me as a coach.
But you guys able to pull it off. I mean, that has to feel good taking this back to Tallahassee.
It feels great. You know, it's always good to get on an airplane with a trophy.
No doubt about that. How does this propel you all into the spring season and get ready for NCAAs coming up?
Well, I've always said there's never a bad time to play good. You know, they say, oh, you peaking too early or whatever else. There's never a bad time to play good. Confidence is contagious, and these guys are going to leave here feeling better than they did when we got here, so that's a success.
Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
It's time to take one more pause here on From the Short Grass. Before we do that, I want to thank Thomas Blackman and Blackman Auctions for their sponsorship of From the Short Grass. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Find them on the web, blackmanauctions.com. If you've never been to an auction and you're intrigued by it, why not just go to one? They've got their full lineup of upcoming auctions on their website at blackmanauctions.com. We're back with more From the Short Grass after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. I've heard it said that sometimes there are two best days with real estate ownership. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Depending on where you are in your journey, let me help. If you're looking for that outdoor getaway or that home in the city, I can help. If you're looking at selling that outdoor property you haven't seen in 3 years, I can help. Or selling that home in the city that you've outgrown, I can help. Blackman Auctions is your one-stop real estate company. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
With all the decisions you need to make about what to do in El Dorado, finding a place to stay is an easy one. The Haywood is uniquely positioned to make your stay one to treasure. Located in the historic Union Square district of El Dorado, the Haywood offers luxurious accommodations that feature contemporary, colorful rooms with high-quality bedding, comfortable baths with walk-in showers, and a spacious workspace with stylish plantation shutters that are unique additions to the stunning decor in a non-smoking environment. Make the Haywood your home away from home the next time you visit El Dorado.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. As we put a wrap on the 2023 Jackson T. Stevens Cup, I want to single out the individuals and congratulate them on being invited into this field this year. First, from the HBCUs, Kendall Jackson of Howard University, who was actually playing in her third straight Jackson T. Stevens Cup, a fine competitor. Shani Waite of Prairie View A&M, Mines Siam of Texas Southern University, Gregory Odom Jr. of Howard, Everett Witten Jr. of Howard, Jaden Thompson of Prairie View A&M, and Rondarius Walters of Prairie View A&M. They represented the HBCUs extremely well. In the U.S. Military Service Academies, the invitees were Aaron Kuznick of the United States Air Force Academy, Benjamin Valdez of the United States Naval Academy, and John Heckel Jr. of the United States Military Academy. Stephanie Lee of the United States Naval Academy played as a women's individual. Congratulations to the U.S. Service Academy invitees and the HBCU invitees. Now on the tee with some final thoughts of the third annual Jackson T. Stevens Cup from Trinity Forest Golf Club, the tournament chairman, Mr. Warren Stevens.
Well, Mr. Stevens, another Stevens Cup is in the books, and I thought it was very successful.
Trey, I agree. I thought it was a great event. Trinity Forest is a wonderful club, and they've been fantastic hosts. And the golf course is unique. We actually, you know, it's very linksy, and we actually had a Scottish kind of day today. We had 15, 20 mile an hour winds and overcast, and we saw some great playing and great shots. And you know, golf's a golf's a cruel game at times. And we saw a young man lip out a putt on 18 to continue the whole match, and the men's side. And I felt terrible for him, but that's it. That's the way golf is.
Golf can be cruel at times, and it can also be very, very good to you as well.
It can be. I seem to remember the cruel times myself more than the ones being good to me. But no, I mean, it was a great week. Arizona played fantastic this week, and Florida State did too. Florida State's got a heck of a team, and particularly a couple of their better players aren't here. So they've got a formidable lineup.
Kind of weird, too, that this is the first time, I know it's only the third year of it, but that the runner-ups from the year before are the champions the next year.
That is most unusual, I would think, because you just don't know who's going to come back, are they going to transfer, what are they going to do? But that's right. And of course, Wake women were runner-up last year and then won the NCAA in the spring. They lost the Stevens Cup to Stanford, then they beat them in the NCAA. And I told the Texas women that had happened, and I said, doesn't mean it ain't gonna happen again. So, y'all got a lot of golf to play this year, and they're a great team.
No doubt about it, and I know you're happy. Wake Forest, where you went to college, they win on the women's side.
That's exactly right. I was very happy for them, and Wake's just a great golf school. It's a great school, but it has a culture of golf. I when I went there to business school, they didn't have as many buildings as they do now, as a long time ago, obviously. But I'd see people out in some of the athletic fields hitting shag balls. I never saw that. I've never seen that anywhere else.
When you look at the future of the tournament, obviously Oklahoma City next year, and just try to get bigger and better?
Yeah, I think we've had some great clubs want to host the event, and Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club is next year. That's a Perry Maxwell designed course that they restored to its original intent, and then in 2025 we go to Shore Acres in Chicago, which has never done anything like this ever. And then in 27, we go to Quaker Ridge in New York. So, it seems to be gathering a lot of momentum, and the teams want to come. The coaches want to be here. I think the combination of the medal play, but then the match play, does give these players an experience that they don't get.
I'm pretty sure I ask you this every year, but your dad would be proud, wouldn't he?
Well, I believe he would be, yeah. I think he would. He not only the teams, but have the Service Academy players here and individual members from HBCUs here is really, really special. And young lady from Howard, Kendall Jackson, this was her third Stevens Cup, and she had a very good tournament. I think she shot for three rounds, something like seven over, and I was very proud of her. And actually, the last day of medal play was her birthday, her 21st birthday.
So, how about that?
Yeah, and I've met her parents, and they're just, they're a great family.
Well, congratulations on another successful Jackson T. Stevens Cup, and we look forward to next year in Oklahoma City.
Thanks, Trey. I look forward to it, too, and thanks for being here.
Congratulations once again to Laura Kim of Texas and Tiger Christensen of Arizona. They add their names to the list of individual champions of the Jackson T. Stevens Cup. Mateo Fernandez de Oliveira, David Ford on the men's side, Ingrid Lindblad of LSU, and Rachel Keene of Wake Forest on the women's side. And Florida State, the team champion on the men's side, joins Notre Dame and North Carolina as team champions, and Wake Forest joins Stanford and Louisiana State University as women's team champions. The Aleutian Club, Seminole Golf Club, and Trinity Forest Golf Club have all been outstanding hosts Next year, it's Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club. In 2025, Shore Acres Golf Club, north of Chicago, Illinois. A decision coming on 2026, and in 2027, will be at Quaker Ridge Golf Club in Scarsdale, New York. That will do it for this edition of From the Short Grass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you soon from the short grass.
You've been listening to From the Short Grass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.